All six people who went missing after the collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge are from Mexico or Central America. They were part of a construction crew fixing potholes on the bridge when it was hit by a cargo ship early Tuesday. Yesterday, authorities recovered two bodies from the Patapsco River. One man was from Mexico, and the other was from Guatemala. Not all of the missing workers have been officially named, but we are starting to learn more about some of the victims. NPR's Sergio Martinez Beltran brings us the story of one of the men working on the bridge that night, who was originally from Honduras.
Minor Suazo Sandoval had a vision for a better future for the U.S. and for his home country in Honduras. The 38-year-old man left rural Azacualpa nearly two decades ago and settled in Maryland, where he had a series of odd jobs. He was a mason in construction, then he was a package carrier, dreaming of establishing his own company.
Mi hermano era un hombre generoso.
Martin Suazo says his little brother, Minor Suazo, was a generous, hardworking man. Talking to us from Azacualpa, Martin Suazo has spent the last 2 days talking to local and international news media about his brother. The tragedy in Maryland is bringing pain to this town of about 12,000 people. Minor Suazo built a hotel here that provided jobs and supported his family. He also helped his community, paying for people's medicines and doctor's visits, assisting people with disabilities, and even sponsoring the youth soccer league.
Él siempre decía que si teníamos una niñez con mente sana, íbamos a tener una juventud próspera y por lo tanto íbamos a tener un mejor país.
Martin Suazo says his brother always said that if kids had a healthy mind, teenagers would prosper, and that meant Honduras was going to be better. Earlier on Tuesday, Minor Suazo was part of a crew filling potholes on Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge when a cargo ship crashed into it. He had been in this job for about 2 years. He had established roots in Maryland. He had a wife and two kids. Two of his siblings live nearby. But Minor Suazo is presumed dead. Suazo was a member of CASA, a national nonprofit organization that advocates for immigrants.
These construction workers are absolutely essential. They work on the night shifts to repair a bridge that 30,000 people and cars use every day to get to work through the city.
Gustavo Torres is CASA's executive director. He says the tragedy serves as an example of how immigrants often perform risky jobs that keep the country running. In the U.S., about one in four construction workers are foreign-born, according to the census. The majority of them are Hispanic.
And I really hope that people, the American people, the policymakers, understand and value the amazing contribution of the workers, the families, men and women in this society.
Their labor not only supports the U.S., but also supports the economies of countries abroad. Money sent by workers in the U.S. represents one of the main income sources for countries like El Salvador and Honduras. Minor Suazo was one of the people sending money back to his country. By all accounts, he had become a successful provider for his family and his larger binational community. Since the accident, people in his community went on social media praying for him and honoring his legacy. Photos of kids wearing brand new soccer uniforms and shiny trophies provided by Minor Suazo adorn people's Facebook pages. One person wrote, "Thank you, brother, for loving your hometown and your people." Martin Suazo says his family has been in contact with authorities. They want to bring Minor Suazo back to Azacualpa, the place where it all started. Sergio Martinez Beltran, NPR News.